Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm speaking with Sundip Arora, Director of Product Marketing for Cominario. How's it going, Sundip?
Oh, going great. Thanks so much.
Tell us a little bit about what Cominario does for people that might not be familiar with Cominario.
Yeah, sure thing. Cominario is an innovative all-flash storage company. It's the first one which has a truly flexible scale-up and scale-out storage product based on all SSD drives. In its sixth generation of the product, the company was founded about 9 years ago in Israel, now headquartered in Boston. Hundreds of customers across the globe, and recently recognized as a leader in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for solid-state arrays.
It sounds like the focus is on all flash arrays. Talk a little bit about what that brings to the storage market.
Yeah, for sure. So what all flash has done for the storage market is akin to a big transformational change such as what VMware did, for example, to the server virtualization market. In the sense that SSDs have always been so much faster on the back end, allowing applications to be accessed much faster, in turn allowing developers to build more functionality into their applications, especially as we move to the instant gratification economy and different levels of consumption, not just through your regular desktop, but through mobile and through different technology paradigms such as IoT and compute in the cloud. What all flash arrays have done is leverage this performance gain of SSD technology or spinning media, hard drives, and bring it commercially to the masses. It used to be that all flash arrays were great for point applications because the cost of acquisition was so much higher that most customers would only use it for VDI, for instance, or only use it for database. But with advanced data reduction and other software enhancements and the falling prices of SSDs themselves, companies like Cominario have been able to build enterprise storage devices for all workloads, allowing for lower latencies on the back end, much, much higher performance gains on the front end, much better response times, and ultimately delivering the kind of user experiences that the applications of today desire.
Now, your product positioning is next generation storage targeting cloud scale storage on-premise with dynamic provisioning. Talk a little bit about the differentiation there.
What we've seen in the market, frankly, is about four different competing paradigms in the storage industry. There is the infrastructure as a service players. I'm talking about your public cloud players. They no doubt offer the flexibility of moving resources around in a very easy manner, getting set up really easy. Where they fall short is getting the same efficiencies at true scale because it becomes really expensive and the total cost of ownership falls flat. Then there are companies focusing on converged infrastructure or hyper-converged infrastructures. HCI, again, we've seen that it's really hard to ignore the operational simplicity benefits of HCI, where you've flattened the network storage, compute, and memory layers into a very simple, single appliance model. Again, where technologies like that fall short is being able to provide the economies of scale and do it with really high utilization and performance that all-flash provides. And then there are the all-flash companies like us, where you have a traditional three-tier architecture with storage SAN run on all-flash, extremely nimble, really small footprint. You get the performance that tier one applications require, the data services like replication and disaster recovery and so on. But where the gap exists, frankly, is in the middle there. And I think what we are trying to address with this next generation of storage is that very gap. How do you get the performance of all-flash SAN, and then you match that with the ability of having operational simplicity of hyper-converged devices and the flexibility of the cloud? So that's where the new product comes in that we're announcing at Flash Memory Summit. It's going to be called the K2.N. The true differentiator there is, for the longest time, SANs have been built either on iSCSI or fiber channel fabrics. There has been limitations with these fabrics because SSDs and all flash and the controllers supporting them are so much faster, the bottleneck has shifted from the storage itself to the network. With the evolution of NVMe or non-volatile memory extension protocols and NVM drives and NVMe over fabrics, what that allows us is to have an extremely low latency backend, which can be then used to move storage resources around. Now, we believe that we are the only ones who can take advantage of it in that manner because the current K2 platform completely disaggregates the storage compute from the storage capacity. We have built a Vision OS software which allows to bring all this together so you can scale out, but it's all built on industry-leading commodity hardware. That's where I think the future of storage is.
Okay, I understand. Hardware is leveraging the Intel Xeon E5-2600 V3 family, at least one of your product lines.
So that is correct. I'm not sure exactly what model is, but just to expand on that, there are a couple of things that we're doing in collaboration with Intel, which I think are really cool. One is because we're a software-defined platform using commodity hardware, we obviously use Intel CPUs. We're now looking at using JBOFs from Intel, which basically are NVMe ready. But more than that, we recently announced our Gen 6 storage controllers will be using or leveraging the C6268 chipset with Quick Assist technology from Intel. We are leveraging this to offload compression, ideally giving our customers better overall compression ratios and faster compression processing by moving that from the CPU off to this Intel chip.
There's a solution brief that was done with Intel and Cominario that highlights the Cominario K2 all-flash storage array.
Yeah, so the key there really is that we've leveraged the K2 all-flash storage array, which is Gen 6, leverages Intel Xeon processors. This is the foundation of our storage array. These are scale-out controllers. Each controller is linked in an active-active configuration backed by SAS-connected hardware drives, where what we can do is we can then scale these controllers out, again, in a completely active-active configuration because we have a metadata structure that is shared across all the controllers. What we can do with these Xeon processors is allow for a high level of data services to run on the CPU without interfering with the core processing function of input and output, which is what storage requires. What is great about this is we do deduplication, which is selectable. So our customers can turn off deduplication if they feel so. We do compression both in the software, in the CPU, and now also in the offloaded chip. We run all of our management, backend metadata management, and we do all the monitoring and all the set of snapshot data services running on that CPU. In traditional storage array, this would cause issues with having consistent low latency and high IOPS on the host side. But because of the way we leverage this, it allows us to continue to provide both the high performance and the high level of data services that our enterprise customers have come to expect.
Sandeep, tell me a little bit about composable storage and how it works with NVMe technology.
So I think composable storage is the evolution of all-flash storage. Composable storage to us represents the evolution of moving from a traditional three-tier SAN structure to supporting these cloud-scale data centers, largely supporting SaaS and on-demand applications, but of course, general applications as well. Composable storage requires a whole new level of flexibility. The idea is that a lot of customers are moving their workloads back from public cloud to either a hybrid or a private cloud. That's where Cominario's composable storage would come in. By deploying the Vision OS architecture on NVMe or fabric mesh of connected resources, we can completely disaggregate storage for compute. Whereas you can have multiple storage nodes connected to any number of JBOFs or capacity nodes. Once you have that, then we allow for easy composability of these storage resources and recomposability in the sense that if your workload changes, your application needs change, you can move resources around different virtual private arrays. And these VPAs, virtual private arrays, act as distinct domains for either management, performance, security, quality of service. So the fact that all the resources are managed logically allows for a very agile private cloud-based data center. Yet, you have the performance benefits of having an all-flash array. And then, of course, if we link our orchestration to higher stack APIs where they do data center orchestration or automation, now you have a highly automated, flexible, and agile data center.
Well, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of our listeners. Where can people go to find out more about Kaminaryo?
You know, most of the information we have is on Kaminaryo.com. It's Kaminaryo.com.
Okay, great information. Thanks, Sandeep, for our time today, and best wishes to Kaminaryo.
Thank you so much for having me. This is fun.